Welcome, everyone, to How to Start a Podcast Live and our first live stream session of the week as we start at square one with John and Ronnie from the Podbean team speaking about how to start a podcast. This session gets into taking your podcast from an idea to a working show and covering ideation, hosting, analytics, and how you can set yourself and your podcast up for success. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, How to Start a Podcast Live is a live stream event with sessions just like this one, featuring top podcasts and podcasters from around the world as we dive into production, promotion, editing, audience growth, live streaming, and more. And you can replay any of the panels on the How to Start a Podcast Live podcast channel here on Podbean. Download the Podbean app and follow the channel to receive notifications in real time about all the live streams from experts and podcasters around the world and replays from the week. How to Start a Podcast Live is brought to you by Podbean. We're a podcast hosting and monetizing platform and home to over 500,000 podcasts. And you can easily start a podcast at podbean.com or from our app here within minutes. We offer something for every podcaster and show with options ranging from a free account to multiple show hosting to our enterprise platform for business and various podcast creation, monetization, and engagement tools. Head over to podbean.com to start your podcast today. And if you use the code PODNOW, you'll get your first 30 days free. That's PODNOW to get your first 30 days of hosting for free. If you haven't registered yet, you'll want to make sure you do at podcastweek.live/start. That's podcastweek.live/start, as we've teamed up with our friends at Shure and we'll be giving away a Shure MV7 microphone to one of our registered attendees on our last session of the weekend, live streaming your podcast on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And now we're going to hand it off to our hosts of this live stream, John and Ronnie from the Podbean team, as they break down the big question, how to start a podcast. Take it away.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's panel. We're very excited to have everybody here. So, John, why don't we go ahead and start by introducing ourselves? I'll let you go first.
Absolutely. Sure. So thanks, everybody, again, for joining. My name is John. I am the head of marketing here at Podbean. If you've also seen some of our different video, you hear me introduce myself very similarly that way as well. But really, with what we're looking to do here, we're looking to give everybody the different tips and tricks that you can use to start a podcast, whether that's the why behind your content, thinking about what your content's going to be about, and then thinking about, you know, how can you publish your podcast? How can you take this content and get it into the eyes and ears of your audience? We have a great set of panelists throughout the next couple of days for you. But to introduce myself very simply, John, the head of marketing here at Podbean. How about you, Ronnie? Who are you?
I'm a lot of things, but my name is Ronnie. I'm a podcast specialist here at Podbean. I do a little bit of everything. You might have heard me in some of the videos. You'll get to interact with me on social media when we get to do in-person conferences again, or if you've ever run into Podbean at one of the last in-person conferences that we did, you probably encountered me at the booth or doing some demos and whatnot. And I am really in love with the idea of podcasting, and I love the idea of putting this medium in the hands of people who want to get their voices out there. So I love to help people start podcasts, which is why I am absolutely here today to help you guys get started with podcasting, no matter where you are in your podcasting journey.
Awesome. So I think when we think about starting a podcast, the first thing that a lot of people think about is, what is my why? And when we talk about what is my why, really, why are we looking to start a podcast? Is this a podcast that is really for you to have for some sort of entertainment? Let's say you're a fan of a sports team, or let's say you're a fan of a specific sport. Are you putting out this content so that you can engage with your listeners? Are you putting out this content so that you can have a voice in that space? Is this something that you're bringing in for, let's say, your business? Is this something that you're looking to educate an audience on? But one of the big things that we talk about all the time, and I think, Ronnie, you'll echo this also, is really considering why you're looking to start a podcast.
Absolutely. And when you're considering why you want to start a podcast, there are 1,000 different reasons that will motivate people to, you know, put themselves out there to play around with this medium. And there's no wrong reason to start a podcast. Maybe you're really interested in a topic and you want to spread the word about it, or you're looking for a way to connect with other people who are also passionate on the topic. You're trying to, raise notice for something or try to increase communications in your company if you're doing like a podcast for your place of work or anything like that. So, John, do you think there's ever like a wrong reason to start a podcast?
Not necessarily, no. I think really thinking about what your main goal is going to be and how you're going to define success for your content is important, though. And, you know, what do we mean by that? So as we talked about, why, you know, what are you looking to accomplish with your podcast? There's so many different podcasts out there that are simply, I just want a medium to make my specific voice heard on a specific topic. There are some people that are just great with saying, you know what, that's what I want to do. I just want to have a sounding board for my opinions on a specific topic. Really thinking about what's going to define that success for you, though, is pivotal. Because again, we can have large amounts of download numbers, we can have a small niche market listenership. But at the end of the day, I don't think at all that there's a wrong reason to start a podcast. But when we think about starting a podcast, we also want to think about who our audience is going to be. And kind of talking about also who your audience is, what's your podcast elevator pitch going to be? These things, I think, kind of go hand in hand, too. When you put out your podcast, let's say you run a wrestling podcast, let's say you run a sports podcast, let's say you run a company branded podcast, you want to really consider who is going to be the ideal listenership that you're going to be trying to attract. And what are you trying to tell people in your vision? Ronnie, you have a great way that you've told people about defining the audience.
Oh, yes. This is my favorite part. Whenever I start considering a podcast, I come up with my audience avatar. And basically what your audience avatar is going to be, it's going to be a fictional representation of an individual within your audience. Because if you just create a podcast and you're like, oh, my podcast is for everybody, and you really try to cater it to every single person, you're going to create something that, while it might work for everybody, it's not going to really enrapture people. So by creating a podcast and creating content that is really defined and you know exactly who you want to present it to and how you want to present it, you're going to create an experience that will really reach out to more people than you realize. So by creating this audience avatar, you're creating somebody that, you know, in your mind's eye is going to be the perfect audience member for your podcast. So in creating them, you know, consider, hey, how often do they listen to podcasts? How do they interact with podcasts on social media? Do they really like engaging with their podcast? Because, you know, that's what I want them to do. I want them to really heavily engage with my podcast. Or do I really want to create more of a laid back kind of podcast where, you know, they tune in, you know, maybe once or twice a week instead of listening to, you know, the same five episodes every single day? Are they really active on Twitter where I'm really active? Are they really active on Instagram where I'm really active? And in doing that, you can really start to figure out how you want to create that content to best reach your audience. Whenever we do the webinar on this particular topic, I always create a fictional audience avatar named Kevin, who really likes Marvel Comics, because my fictional podcast is about Marvel Comics. So it's always something fun, because you can always, you know, give them a quirk like, oh, he's really active on Instagram, but my other audience avatars are really active on Twitter because this particular audience avatar is an outlier and shouldn't be counted. So have some fun with it. Be creative, because podcasting is supposed to be fun. Yeah.
I think I want to go ahead and touch real quick on something that you said too, because we bring up the concept of having a defined audience, right? If you're a podcaster that says, hey, I just want to create a podcast to, you know, kind of have my voice out there, that's totally fine. But one of the biggest ways that we see growth occur is having that niche market podcast, right? So what do we mean by that? It means more that if you're trying to create a podcast that can really draw people in, really defining your niche market and really defining your audience is going to help you stand above the rest. You could have a podcast that, as Ronnie said, is, you know, eligible for anybody to listen to or really, you know, can touch so many people. But if you can really define what separates your podcast and your vision of the topic from maybe another person, that's going to give you a great edge and it's going to make a great difference between other podcasts and yours. So you'll be able to even draw more audience because people will be coming to you for your specific voice and your specific take on the topic. Now, another thing that we also speak about is, in that kind of niche way, naming your podcast. It seems like one of the simplest things in the world. I have a podcast, so I'm going to come up with a great name for it. But I think a lot of us can get kind of hung up with naming your podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, John, we were having this conversation earlier as well, because here's one thing that I won't tell the story if you don't want me to tell the story, but I do think it's really funny. Okay. So John comes to me. John says, hey, I'm thinking about starting a new podcast. It's going to be just me, you know, doing some of the stuff I love. And John loves two things. John loves music and John loves wrestling. And so John says, I'm going to create a podcast that's just John's wrestling and music podcast. And you know, the name really does what it's supposed to do. It tells you what the podcast is about, kind of tells you who's running it, gives you an idea of, you know, John's tone. But at the same time, it's so boring. I'm so sorry, John. It was just, you told me this and it's like, we want your podcast to be exciting because you're an exciting person. So I'm like, dude, no, you got to come up with a way better podcast name. And so I actually came up with one on the spot and John's like, hey, that's really good. I might just take that one. So am I allowed to share it, or are you worried that someone's going to steal it?
You can absolutely share it, because I think it illustrates, I think it's a very strong illustration. Go for it.
Okay, so instead of it just being John Kiernan's wrestling and music podcast, it's going to be Ropes and Riffs, like, you know, the ropes on the side of a wrestling ring, and then riffs, like guitar riffs, because John's a guitarist by trade here. So it's like, that's such a good name. Like, it's so good. It tells you what it's about. It gives you an idea of what's going on, and it just ties it so together.
And the thing is, it's great too, because, you know, for me, I was just thinking of something that was, okay, just straight and to the point. People would see it and people would know what it is. But at the same time, when Ronnie brought that up, everything that they said was exactly in the pocket. It still told you what it was about, but it was creative. And it's also, in my opinion, it's a very catchy name. So, you know, even taking that little bit of time to think about something that's catchy and creative, but is still going to dive right into that market and right into the eyes and ears of what your audience would usually search, that's going to help out so much from both a retention standpoint, remembering what the podcast is, and from a searching standpoint. And that can also kind of dovetail into thinking about what your podcast logo and your podcast cover is going to entail as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that I like to bring up to when it comes to starting a podcast, you know, no matter if it's your first podcast, if you've started a dozen podcasts before, but every podcast is going to have an identity, and you want to make sure that the identity is true throughout every single thing you do with that particular podcast. So, you know, you have a tone for your podcast, you know how you present your content, but you want to make sure that your podcast name kind of rides with that tone, and you want to make sure that your podcast cover and your logo kind of ride with that tone as well, especially because your podcast name and your podcast cover are absolutely some of the first things that people see when they check out your podcast in any directory. So you absolutely want to give them an idea of what your podcast is going to be like, maybe the tone that you have going on within your show before they even click on it.
Absolutely. And then when we think about, we've got the concept, we know what we want our content to be about, we can then start thinking about how we want to plot out our episodes, everything from how often are we going to record and release podcasts? How often or how long are your podcasts going to be? I actually have a really interesting strategy that you can do. Let's say you've not started your podcast yet. A lot of people will say, okay, I wonder when and how I should launch my podcast. One piece of advice I will give to any podcaster is, first and foremost, think about when you're going to launch your content. Think about how much content you're going to release. Once people get into podcasting and they see how much of a simple medium it can be to record and create content and upload it, you may think, okay, I want to go ahead and release more content per week, per month, per year. But having a posting schedule and letting people know, hey, my podcasts are going to come out at around this time, even if you can stick almost exactly to the same time for each release, day and time-wise, that's going to help build in your audience this ability for them to know that you have content coming out. That's going to build awareness around that time for them. And if you haven't started a podcast before and you're thinking about, okay, I want to get my content out, what I would recommend is record a few episodes and have them in the can ready to go. There's some people that will just say, you know what, the first episode I record, that's the one that's going to get released. There are a lot of people that'll say, which I tend to agree with, have 3 or 4 episodes already saved and ready to go. That way, when you start your podcast, you don't have to backtrack and you don't have to worry so much about having to create content for that short amount of time coming up. So those would be 2 things that I would tell any podcaster starting. Ronnie, do you want to add anything to that?
And always keep in mind that when you are creating your episodes and you're figuring out when you want to schedule everything out, keep in mind that if you want to create like shorter form content, you will be safer producing it and releasing it, you know, in shorter time frames. So like, oh, I have a 15-minute episode and I'm going to put it out every week or even twice a week because I have so much I need to say and I want to put it out there. But if you're creating a podcast that's, you know, 1 hour or 2 hours long, that's totally cool. But also keep in mind that you might not have the time to, you know, record and edit that every single week, or your listeners might not have the time to go in and listen to your full episodes every single week. So you might want to space things out just a little bit. And don't worry about, you know, getting it right off the bat. You can always go in and experiment with it, figure out what process works best for you. And there's also a way to use your analytics to kind of figure out where your podcast episodes are landing with your audience. So you can always mess around with that too and figure out what works best for you.
Yeah, and one other thing too about the episodes is when we think about what kind of content you're going to release, there's two different kinds of content that you can consider. And some podcasts may fall more into one than another. If we think about content that's evergreen, this is content that a podcaster can go, you know what, I'm going to release it today, but this is something that someone can get the same amount of value out of, if not close to the same amount of value, let's say 2-3 months, a year down the line, even a couple weeks down the line. Then there are some other podcasts that really rely heavily on time-sensitive content, which would be more content that's based on, you know, things that are happening in the moment. So, you know, really consider what kind of content you're looking to create. Are you looking to create content that has a longer shelf life that people can go back and check out your back catalog and get the same fruition throughout it? Or is this something where you're looking to basically have people check out every single new episode because the content is so time sensitive? There's nothing wrong with either. But as you release content, you're also going to, you know, maybe have audience members that don't just listen to your most current content. They go back and listen to your back catalog as well. So that's also something to consider. And you can create some content that's evergreen. You can create content that's time sensitive. You can create content that's exclusive one or the other. But these are things to think about when you're going to launch your podcast. Also, thinking about your episode length is a question that we often get a lot. You got this content, you know, you want to put it out to your audience. How long should your episodes be? There's a lot of debate about how long episodes can go on for, how long they should be. And, you know, it really does depend. We have podcasts out there that are an hour long, 2 hours long. We have microcasts, which are 7 minutes long. Really, a lot of people say that 20 to 25 minutes is a really powerful time frame for how long a podcast should be. But Ronnie, I'd love to know your thoughts on this too. I think it really does depend on the kind of content that you're putting out.
Absolutely. There are like studies that show that the average podcast length is about 35 minutes long, which is also the average length of a, you know, daily commute, which I think, you know, is always fun to keep in mind, like, oh, how are my listeners going to be listening to this? Are they going to be commuting? Are they hanging out at home? Are they doing it from their desktop? Are they like listening in from their phone? Anything like that. But really, it does depend on what content you're producing. So for example, if you're doing like a real-time D&D podcast, which are very popular, I tend to, you know, check those out a lot just because I'm a nerd. What can I say? But, you know, you don't want to cut those off at 30 minutes. You don't want to cut those off at 45 minutes. You want to let that organically play out. And those tend to be podcasts that, you know, run a bit longer. However, if you're doing like a daily news podcast or you're covering stuff that's really in the moment, you don't really want to drag that out for too long because sometimes you find that you're repeating yourself or you're meandering off the point that you want to make. So depending on the topic, you really want to fine tune, you know, what you're saying and make sure you're not meandering too much. You're not repeating yourself, which I know I'm doing now, but.
but also to jump on what you're saying too, you know, don't be afraid to consider that as you, let's say you do longer form podcasts, you may have an audience that listens to the content of your podcast throughout the week. I know there's plenty of podcasts that I listen to where they're 2-2.5 hours long. One of my favorite podcasts is the Solid Monster Sounds Off podcast, and they're about a 2-2.5 hour listen. They release content throughout the week, but their primary show is always released on Sundays at about 2-3 p.m. And with that podcast, you're looking at them recapping things that happened in the world of wrestling for let's say all different promotions. And that takes a while to listen to. Sometimes I may listen to, let's say 30 minutes of a podcast while I'm doing something at home. I may listen to another 30 while I'm at the grocery store. I may listen to another, 45 minutes doing a different task. So never worry so much about the length of your content. Just make sure that you're not rambling. Make sure that the content is concise and informative, because people will come to check out content that's engaging. Doesn't matter whether it's 10 minutes or an hour long. If your content's engaging and it's right in the pocket, people are going to listen to you. So I think those are some really good ideas when thinking about the episodes that you have. And once we think about the episodes and we think about, okay, we're going to release this content, the next thing we talk about is how to record your podcast also. There's lots of different things to consider, even not just recording ourselves, but also bringing in different guests and interviewees as well. There's so many different ways to record a podcast efficiently. There's so many different ways to get a quick start into recording your podcast. One way you can do that is using the Podbean app that we're using now to broadcast this. It has a built-in podcast recorder that you can use to record right into the phone. You can add and edit right on it, and then you can publish it right to your Podbean channel as a podcasting episode. So sometimes, really, it's just about getting started, and this is a really quick solution that you can use that sounds. Yeah, so I would absolutely say that this is a great solution for you, but let's think about some things that you would need to record. Ronnie, what are some things that we would need for people to record the podcast?
Ideally, you want a microphone. Recording with...
Absolutely.
I mean, hey, you know what? I will be completely honest with you. When I very first started to try to record podcasts, I was just using the microphone that was built into my laptop, which was a very old HP laptop, and did not like that I was trying to record with it, but I made do. And then I bought a microphone and it still didn't sound great because I didn't know how to edit and my computer just had really bad sound quality. But the microphone did make things easier as I upgraded to, other computers and other devices. So a microphone is definitely a plus. Whether you're recording on your desktop or even if you're recording with your phone, having some type of microphone just kind of helps smooth out the sound a bit. I know for a fact that John's actually using his earbuds that came with his phone, yep. And he sounds fine. And I know that when I recorded that, it sounds fantastic. So you can absolutely just start with that.
Yeah, and it really speaks to, you can record a podcast with the device that you already use day to day. I think that's really great for time-sensitive content too. If you have, for example, an iPhone and you have the pair of, like I have here, the earpods that come right with the device, if you're feeling some sort of way and you want to let your audience know about it, you can pick up your phone, open up the app, and just record directly through there. But what Ronnie says is absolutely true. Having a microphone that's dedicated for recording is only going to help you get even better sound quality as well. One thing that I'll always stress too is kind of just going back to what we were talking about. Never take for granted the gear that you have on your person already. Some of us for work may already have a laptop, or it may be something that we have just a desktop computer or our phone. Again, really utilizing these, and as you'll hear in other sessions, ways that you'll learn to edit your podcast, even if you don't have to break the bank for the most expensive gear to make a podcast that people are going to come back and listen to day to day, month to month, and year to year. And when it comes to recording your podcast, once you start going into the next stage, let's say you go, I want to take this from recording from my phone and I want to really start producing a show, maybe using some different software and things like that. There's so many different pieces of software that you can use to edit and record your podcast. One of my favorites that I use right from a laptop is GarageBand. And sorry about that. For those who are Apple users will have GarageBand built right into their device. For those who are on a Windows environment, Audacity is a freeware that you can use. Both of these are full recording programs that you can record anything from podcasts to music and more. So already you don't need to break the bank on software to create a professional sounding podcast. But when we think about recording the podcast, recording it in a program also gives you the ability to do things like create your own custom music and add music in afterwards. Or if you're not a musician, creating your own music, there's lots of great solutions out there for using royalty-free music as well. Ronnie, what are some considerations for recording your podcast that you would let our audience know?
Regardless of how you're recording, where you're recording at, you know, you do want, there are things that you can do to kind of help make things a bit easier on yourself, make your sound a bit better. First things first, I know, you know, there's always like a division between like scripted podcasts and unscripted podcasts. But even if you're doing an unscripted podcast, I do highly recommend having some notes on hand just so you kind of have an idea of what you're going for. You can kind of keep yourself a bit organized. John, do you use notes in all of your podcasts? Because you have like seven of them, don't you?
That I do. And yes, I do. I'll say this. I think that it makes it easier to have bullet points. Now, again, there are podcasts that are, for example, really trying to dive into a story, and maybe in that point, scripting makes a little bit more sense. But I think that one of the great things about podcasts, it's such a personal, engaging medium, and you can have bullet points. This show, we want to talk about ABC. We want to talk about these specific bullet points. You can have those and riff off of those. But I think it becomes difficult to create a flowing, tangible, engaging podcast if everything is just shooting from the hip. So having notes, I think, is an extremely important thing, even if it's just bullet points. Like, hey, even for today's concept of how to start a podcast, okay, we want to talk about this, we want to talk about this, we want to talk about this. We don't have a script written out per se, but we do have things that we want to let our audience know, and I think those things are going to really help streamline that process. So yeah, I could not agree more. Maybe not a script, but just bullet points, or at least just a list down of things that you want to bring up.
Exactly. You're doing some of the extra footwork before you start recording. So when you do start recording, you can kind of just dive into it and not have to keep, you know, eight different topics just off the top of your head. You can just have it on the paper so you can focus on, you know, just speaking and creating the best content possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, now that we have that kind of discussion also, now that we know about how we want to dive into our podcast content, now we think about, how do I get my content into the world? Ronnie, how do people publish and distribute their podcast?
Through a podcast host, John.
I love it. And, you know, when we think about a podcast host, really the podcast host at its most basic form is you have the ability to upload your content to a hosting company, and that hosting company will help you with everything from getting your content into the eyes and ears of a listenership, getting it onto the different directories such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Podbean app, Google Podcasts, and really just showcasing all of the work that your podcast is about to do. Podcast hosting companies will offer a lot of different things. Podbean offers, I think, the most robust set of tool sets for podcasters to do their best work and grow their biggest audience. But really the biggest thing at the end of the day is your podcast host gives your podcast's files a home to where they can then be sent to all the different directories, and you can have people listen in on your podcast and engage with your content. So, you know, many of you may already be hosted with a podcast host. Many of you already may be hosted with us. If you are, thank you so much. If you're not yet, again, as Norma Jean said at the top, you can join us for with your first month free with the coupon code as well. So lots of different things, but really the host, that's the bare basics of it. And your content gets sent out through your RSS feed. What is the RSS feed, Ronnie?
So you might have played around with, you know, links and whatnot to podcast episodes before, but your RSS feed is going to be something that is specific just to your podcast. Even if you have, you know, 1,000 podcasts, each one will have an individual RSS feed, because that feed, if you click on it, will take you to a page that is a huge page of code. And that code essentially makes up your podcast, because all in there, it's going to have links to the actual, you know, files of your podcast. It'll have a link to your file for your podcast cover. It'll say if your podcast is explicit or not, if it's serialized, or if it's, you know, episodic. So every bit of information that makes up your podcast, that describes your podcast, that is your podcast, is going to be in your RSS feed. And so when you have your RSS feed, you can send it out to different directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, like John mentioned, and all of that information will be sent over to these directories. So all of your information is listed correctly when people go to check out your podcast there. And in return, back through the RSS feed, that is how we get your podcast analytics, so we can, you know, check out, you know, how many download your podcast is getting locations that your audience is in, information that like that to help you figure out, you know, how your podcast is doing and places where you can, you know, kind of gussy things up and improve.
And one of the things also about the RSS feed, like Ronnie was talking about, if you click on your RSS feed link, you see just all of this different coding. The one thing that's also helpful about a podcast host is if you didn't have a podcast host, all of that stuff you would have to have on a server somewhere, you'd have to type all that information in manually. The podcast host is going to help you basically just have to check a couple of boxes for these different options, whether you want your podcast episodic or serialized, your title, your descriptions, your topics. So there's a lot of different things that the podcast host, even outside of all the ancillary things, does just to make the process easier for you to simply do your best work on your podcast. And when you think about a podcast host, there's different things that we're going to get into throughout the course of the next few days here. How can you make money with your podcast? Some podcast hosts will offer you the ability to monetize your podcast, whether that's using donation things, whether that's using patron programs, whether that's using premium podcasting advertising. Others will also give you great tools that you can use to help promote your podcast and get it into more eyes and ears as well. You may also have some different, what we call Podbean Academy. You may have some different things out there that are resources that you can use to help grow your podcast in ways you hadn't thought possible. So always look at these kinds of factors when it comes to a hosting platform as well. And so let's say you've selected your podcast host, you're with us, you're, you know what you're doing, you've gotten your podcast, you went ahead and you released your first episode. So now you've published your podcast. Where do we go from there? The first thing we always talk about, and the first thing that we even talked about a couple seconds ago, is making sure that you're on as many podcasting directories as possible. You never know where somebody is going to discover your podcast. You know, for me, I listen to podcasts on a couple of different directories. There are some people that are pretty hardwired to one over the other. Some people like Spotify, some people like Podbean, some people like the Apple Podcast app. So you have people that are really geared and centered towards their specific ecosystem. So you want to create ways that everybody can listen to. You want to create more avenues and more channels for people to check out your content. There's something to be said for people that want to funnel all of the traffic into one place. But in the case of getting your podcast into as many eyes and ears as possible, I don't think there's too many places that you can have your podcast. So really consider submitting to the directories, all the different ones. And again, with us, we give you an easy way for you to, within only a few clicks, submit your podcast to all the popular directories here. Some of these, most of the directories out there will allow people to listen back to your podcast content and subscribe, even leave ratings and reviews, which are extremely important for your growth as well. But some of them, for example, like IMDb, you can simply list your podcast, but that's fine because again, people can find out about your podcast in a different medium as well. Ronnie, what are some tips that you have, sir? Once you've created your podcast, what's the next steps?
So what I would suggest, once you create your podcast, once you've, you know, launched your episodes, and we actually spoke with a gentleman by the name of Ben Levitt, who talked about, you know, launching your podcast to be as successful as possible and launching multiple podcast episodes at the same time. So you really give people an idea of, you know, what your content is like. The next step you might consider is, you know, if you haven't done it already, is getting on social media. But unlike, you know, podcast directories, you don't want to just spread yourself out into every single social media platform. You don't want to, you know, go ahead and start off with a Twitter, a Facebook, a TikTok account, an Instagram, all of that. Just focus on, you know, a couple that you are really comfortable with, that you know the ins and outs of. Like, start with Twitter and Instagram, or Twitter and Facebook, something that you know how to work it, and start posting there. And as you're posting, remember that you don't want your social media platform just to be a page people can go to and see all of the links to all of the latest episodes you've published. Feel free to interact with other podcasters, interact with other people in the podcasting community. You know, we're very active on Twitter, and we're always, you know, posting fun questions and stuff, and we love seeing responses. So interact with us there, or even ask your own questions and start reaching out to other people as well. Because as people see that you're interacting, they will start interacting more with you. And that is how you get people to check out your content.
Absolutely. And it also speaks about you becoming an authority and a voice in the community for which your podcast takes up that space. You know, if you're thinking about growing your podcast, and as we talked about, you have that market that you know you're catering to, you're a sports podcast, you're a wellness podcast, whatever the case may be, becoming a voice and becoming a resource in that community, and then letting people know that you have a podcast, all of that is going to help you build your brand, and all of that is going to continue to let people know, hey, this person is a voice in this space. So when we talk about using social media, there's a lot of great things that social media will allow you to do. One of the things that a podcast doesn't always allow you to do is it's a very one-way stream, unless you're using Podbean live stream like we're doing here to host this kind of two-way street, right? But when you have your podcast, look for other ways and other mediums for yourself to engage your audience. Look for, you know, running a live stream like we're doing here. Look for ways to have Facebook discussion groups or Discord servers. Look for other ways that you can create conversations between you and your audience, or just your audience. Because remember, if people are engaged with your content, they're going to speak about your content with other people who have opinions and have listened to your content. So with all of that, look for ways that you can engage your audience and create a little bubble and ecosystem around your podcast. And that's one thing that social media is great for. On top of that, once you say, you know what, I want to be able to grow my podcast, I want more listeners, it's worth looking into different sorts of advertising, whether that's just advertising on podcasts, whether that's running ads on social media. There's a lot of different ways that you can get more eyes over by running advertising. I just brought up briefly this idea of something called cross promotion. For those who might not be familiar with the concept of cross promotion, it's in general, if you have somebody who you'd like to promote their product on your podcast or have them host your podcast, you can, in turn, they can promote your content in their ecosystem as well. So cross-promotional opportunities don't even have to be financially based. Some are, some aren't. But in general, that cross-promotional relationship gives you and the other podcaster brand a vision and a voice in a space where they might not have otherwise had that. So there are some different ways to talk about promoting the podcast and really making sure that you can grow in an effective way too. So Discord, yep, Father Brian is saying Discord is definitely used by Podbean podcasters. Yeah, Discord is a not even just Podbean podcasters, just the podcasting community in general. There's plenty of podcasts that I am of their Discord servers on. And I'll tell you this, it's a great way to engage. You can break it out into different channels and different topics. So I can't speak well enough about a solution like Discord. I also do like using Facebook's, Facebook's discussion groups. Those I think are great also, but serving the same need, definitely.
One thing to keep in mind though, as you are, you know, out on social media, as you're reaching out to other podcasters to talk about cross promotion, do keep in mind that you want to be careful with how you're presenting yourself when you're doing these things, because you don't want to be the guy that's just coming up saying, oh, hey, I want to, you know, cross promote and then just not do anything else with them. You really want to foster, you know, relationships with other podcasters. So, you know, you can create that community, you know, amongst your fellow podcasters. You guys can all cross promote each other and you have people to talk to just talk, you know, podcasting shop, instead of just being like, oh, hey, that guy asked for a cross promotion and then never got back to me and just ignores me now. So you don't want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you want to, and kind of to speak to that, you want to make sure that you're building these relationships, you know, because again, growing your podcast isn't just about putting your podcast into the world and hoping that people listen to it. One thing that people often overlook, I think, and I think it's important in business, I think it's important in commerce, and I think it's important in podcasting. Growing your podcast is not just about getting your podcast in front of more eyes and ears, it's also about retaining that audience. And not just the audience of new listeners, but also people that you've created these cross-promotional relationships with. Again, if you tell somebody that you're going to run something on your podcast or you're going to highlight them, be sure to do so. If you tell people, try to stick to your word with everything that you say on your podcast and everything that you do with these people who you're doing cross promotion with. Because again, it's not just your, you know, it's also your word that you're putting out there, especially podcast being generally a vocal medium. These kinds of things, again, your word is really gospel when it comes to those kinds of relationships. So yeah, so I think that there's a lot of different things to really think about when it comes to promoting your podcast, going ahead and really getting your podcast started. I think at this time is a good time for us to open up the floor to any questions. I see that we've been getting a fair few questions here. So let's see. Let's go here and let's take a look at some of the questions here. Unless Norma Jean, if you flagged any, please go ahead and let us know some that you think that we should answer on here. And by the way, thank you everybody here for being so interactive, being so engaging. It's always great when we get the chance to present and talk to our fellow podcasters. And, you know, just the engagement is always awesome. So thank you guys for hanging out with us here.
Yeah, so absolutely. We have quite a lot of questions and the discussion has been really lively. So we have on the production side, and also I just want to also point out to everyone that just to mention that we do have a full schedule and some of the questions on editing and promotion we are addressing in sessions even just today. So our schedule, we have our next session at 4 o'clock Eastern, which is all about crafting your podcast narrative. And then today at 5 p.m., we have a session just on editing, so which is called Making the Cut. And so over the next 3 days, we do have a specific live streams on a lot of the stuff that you guys have questions about. But Elise has a question, wondering what are some strategies for maintaining good audio with guests who are in different locations? Well, obviously, we would say Podbean Live, but there are a lot of different options. And then also, we had a couple questions about mic choice, setting up production, and what people need. And I know we briefly touched on that, but if you guys want to jump in a little bit more.
Sure. Ronnie, you want me to take that at first?
Oh, sure. Go for it.
All right. Perfect. So we'll kind of answer both questions briefly here. Again, like Norma Jean said, we do have some different sessions that'll even go deeper than this. We have a bunch of resources as well. But when we think about recording yourself, when we think about microphone choices, there's a few different kinds of microphones to look into. One of the most popular, or the two most popular in general, are condenser microphones and dynamic microphones. Depending on the kind of content that you're recording, depending on your volume level, and depending on the rest of the setup that you have, you might choose one over another. Dynamic microphones are something that you can take on location. They're microphones that you can, let's say you are not just recording in your studio, but you're going to conventions, you're going different places and recording on location. Dynamic microphones might be the solution that you're looking for. A condenser microphone needs some extra power to it that you do need to plug into what we call an interface. This is more if you're doing more studio work and you have more of a studio setup here. But a condenser microphone is a little bit more sensitive, but it's going to pick up a more honest version of what it's recording. So it's going to pick up a little bit closer to what your natural voice would sound like. It's going to allow a little bit more of the frequencies into that. So there's two different kinds of microphones. There's so many different microphones out there. There's so many different amazing microphone companies. One of the ones that I'll always recommend, and especially now, is the Shure MV7. And again, this is a microphone here that was recently created, but it's become the go-to podcaster's microphone, and with good reason. So that would be one that I would absolutely look into, the MV7 for sure. And when it comes to recording people long distance, you know, Podbean app I think is great, especially Podbean live stream. We're doing a public-facing live stream right now. You can do an unlisted version of that too, where you can do testing and you can simply invite whoever it is that you want to record and do a remote recording interview of. They can hop on the live stream for completely free. You can record that and then you can download the episode as a podcast episode. There's a bunch of great solutions out there. Really, the biggest thing I would look for is convenience and what you're looking to do. But absolutely, we would talk the Podbean app all day. I think that the Podbean Live, especially just for the ease of just recording audio, makes it the complete solution for that. Ronnie, is there anything you want to add also?
You know, some people, you know, give flack because everybody has a Blue Yeti microphone, but I do think it is a very nice microphone. I do happen to have one sitting in front of me. I'm not currently using it because I didn't have it set up. I use the Blue Nessie microphone. But, you know, if you're looking for something, you know, ready to, you know, just plug in and start recording, USB microphone is absolutely great. It's a great way to get started. It sounds, you know, fantastic. It's what I use for everything. So it's good to go. Plus, recording in the Podbean app is nice as well.
And I will also give the slightly serious here, said the Pod Mic by Rude. Also a great microphone, too. So good on you, too.
Yeah, mic questions are always up for debate, and I think everybody has their favorites. We do have a couple more questions that I'll throw to you guys. The first was also, how do you join the editing session at 5 p.m.? So for How to Start a Podcast Live, the overall event, if you just go to our website for the event, which is podcastweek.live/start, you can register. And if you do want to email us, we can send you a discount code if you want to register that way as well. And then you'll get a full schedule and reminders for all the sessions, because we do have specific sessions on editing, promoting your podcast, building your audience, the value of guests and guesting, and just some really fantastic topics and experts from lots of other just around our podcast community. So that's really fun. And we also have some questions about the value of social media. So I think, Ronnie, you also touched on this a little bit when you spoke about the avatar of our audience, right? Like where they hang out. So can you guys speak a little bit more to that?
So the one thing I will say about social media, if you just publish your podcast and you don't do anything to promote it, you don't, you know, tell people that you have a podcast episode out, there is so much information that is going out in the internet every single day that you're not really going to get as much attention as you would if you had, you know, promoted it on social media, on Twitter, anything like that. And a lot of platforms nowadays are very user friendly. You know, you really just go in and they walk you through making your first post. You really have an idea of how things kind of work. So I do definitely suggest at least having one platform to start with, just to really have a place for people to go and learn more about your podcast as your podcast grows. So definitely, you know, start off with Twitter, start off with Facebook, somewhere where you can go and post updates. You can talk about future topics. You can really create a place where people can go and respond to you on the topics that you're covering and the content that you're creating.
Yeah, absolutely. And even to piggyback on that too, having one primary social media that you use over another is definitely a solid strategy too. You know, we talked about I talk about the discussion groups because I think they're really powerful. Twitter is another place that podcasters use pretty heavily. You can be on as many social media channels as you want to, but you really want to think about how you're going to leverage each social media channel. Maybe you do have one social media channel where you just have your content auto pushed to, just to say, hey, it's there. You know, it's officially your podcast's social media. But let's say you are somebody that really engages better with people on Twitter and you're growing that. So if you're engaging on Twitter and you're making that your main staple, people are going to know that that's the place where they can really engage with you most. If you make that Facebook group, for example, the place where people know, same thing. So you can think about how you want to leverage the different social medias to your own advantage. But there's nothing wrong with having one that's kind of, you know, the parent one that you go to all the time. But like Ronnie said, if you're just expecting to post your podcast on social media and have people pick it up, that's not really the way that the social media platform is going to work for you. You have to make the social media platform work for you to help drive that traffic also. And then as you publish content, people are going to come in and they're going to be even more engaged and more in the know about what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that, guys. And I also want to just add in there, don't be afraid to provide graphics and posts to your guests. If you have a show where you interview people or on specific topics or for specific episodes as well. So we have a couple more questions. One is, where can I access a recording of this afterwards? Yes. So for everyone listening just now, this live stream will be published as an episode on the channel. So just make sure you follow the How to Start a Podcast channel. And then when the event is completed, you'll be able to replay all of the live streams. And we had a really fun question from Hush Hush about how to categorize their podcast and what category they should put their podcast in, because it's conspiracy theory. And I said, possibly true crime here in the comments. Did you guys want to weigh in?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's an interesting one. So for conspiracy, and what's interesting about Podbean is that the categories that we choose are the ones that are eligible, or the ones that'll show up in Apple Podcasts. Basically, it's the same set, right? So for conspiracy theory, I would go on your end. Yeah, I don't think there's specific conspiracy theory topic, like a subcategory. I would go with what you said, Norma Jean. What about you, Ronnie?
I can see it in true crime. I can't really think of another category that would kind of fill it in that area. But then again, you do have to keep in mind that the categories that we have are the ones that are, you know, shown in other directories such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the like. So, you know, we can always, you know, try to do something, reach out to them and be like, hey guys, but we can see.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know how it is.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely one of those things where within each podcast category, there are kind of subcategories and niches as well. So I think it is really something where, you know, it really depends on what the overall category is and how your podcast and your show and your vision fit into that. We have a couple more questions on, we have a question on editing. There is an editing panel at 5 p.m. about vocal levels and matching vocal levels. So definitely ask that question at the 5 p.m. session with Allegra and Lindsay from the podcast host. They're going to be talking everything editing, making the cut.
If I may cut in for just 1 second here, if that's okay.
Yeah, jump in.
I saw somebody who asked a question about a future AMA to go along with the AMA that we had previously. We are, you know, getting stuff together so we can do another future AMA. So just keep an eye on our social media and we will let you guys know when we have that coming. We just don't have a firm date as of yet just because we have some other things that we are working around. So we want to make sure that we're picking the best date and time for all of our users so that everybody can attend. But we will be coming up with one here, you know, right quick. So just keep an eye out and we'll let you guys know.
Yep, and absolutely. If you follow the Podcasting Smarter channel over on Podbean also, you'll be notified when that comes up as well.
Yeah, so we have a lot of content here for all of our podcasters. And on this channel as well, we'll also be, you know, you can replay all the live streams, and I believe we'll also be offering a monthly live stream here as well. So stay tuned for that. We also have another really fun question about podcast naming. Bickle asks, is Space Race a good title for a podcast about space exploration? Thoughts?
I was going to say, if you said Space Race and it was about horticulture, then I would say no. But if it is about, like you said, yeah, I think it's a great name. What do you guys think?
Here's what I'll say. Space Race does seem like a good name, but you do want to keep in mind that on one hand, you do want to make sure that it's a name that people can remember, but you also want to make sure it's a name that people can find. If I went into any directory, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and I type in Space Race, I might get, you know, 100 different podcasts and yours might not be the first one that pops up. So you do want to go in, you know, go through Google, you know, Google it, see if there are any podcasts who have the same name, see how well, you know, or see how much is popping up when you do check it out on different search engines, because you want to make sure that when you go into Google or go into a search engine and you start looking it up, you want to make sure that your podcast is one of the first things that pops up in order to make sure that people can find it and check out your content.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the name Space Race definitely targets what you're, you know, what it's going to be about. But yeah, actually, there's an interview that we did recently with Amy Whitney. And that you can find over on our Podcasting Smarter channel. You could find it over on your YouTube channel also. But she talks about ways that you can think about what your title and description are for your specific podcast, as well as the title of your podcast in general. So what Ronnie said, I could not agree more with, is 100% on.
And someone in the chat also said to make sure that it's not trademarked, copyrighted, or patented in any way. You definitely do want to avoid those things. So good on you. Thank you for reminding me, Eric.
Yeah, the copyright is important. And then we have a comment right before that, which I think might be helpful. Always go look for the URL before committing to a name as well.
Absolutely.
Which is, I think, a great idea. So definitely make sure that your title isn't trademarked, copyrighted, or patented, and that the URL is available. So, and you can always add, you know, podcast to the end of it, which is helpful as well. So guys, do we think we have one more? It might be time to wrap it up.
I think we could take one more. Let's try it.
Okay.
The answer might be fairly short.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any direct questions. I do see a question from Bernie. Can you change categories and how? And I believe we have some information on that on our help section.
That's correct. So. Yeah.
Yep. All you have to do is go into your settings tab, go into feed, and I believe, or No, it's either settings in general or settings in feed. Go into your settings category and fiddle around, and you can absolutely change your categories there. And absolutely, as your podcast grows, as you change direction, don't be afraid to go in and mess around with categories to see what suits your podcast best, because you never know what category you change to would be like the category that really, you know, launches you out so people can notice you.
Absolutely. So thanks everyone for joining this live stream. We're going to hop on literally now. We're going from this live stream to the next one. So if you're on this one, just hop on as soon as we go live again. And I'm going to read a brief outro, just telling you a little bit about more about the event and our next session. So thank you everyone for joining us for this live stream, How to Start a Podcast with John and Ronnie from the Podbean team. If you joined late or want to have another listen, you can replay this panel on the How to Start a Podcast Live channel. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, How to Start a Podcast Live is a live streamed event with sessions like this one featuring top podcasters and podcasting experts from around the world as we dive into production, promotion, editing, audience growth, live streaming, and more. You can replay any of the panels on this channel. Download the Podbean app and follow the channel to receive notifications in real time about all of the live streams and replays from the week. How to Start a Podcast Live is brought to you by Podbean. We're a podcast hosting and monetizing platform and home to over 500,000 podcasts. And you can easily start a podcast at podbean.com or from our app here within minutes. We offer something for every podcaster and show, with options ranging from a free account to multiple show hosting to our enterprise platform for businesses and various podcast creation, monetization, and engagement tools. Head over to podbean.com to start your podcast today. And if you use the code PODNOW, you'll get your first 30 days free. That's PODNOW to get your first 30 days of hosting for free. Stay tuned for our next session of the day, Crafting Your Podcast Narrative with Jeff, Karen, and Marina from the Pacific Content Team at 4 p.m. Eastern, starting in just a couple minutes. So if you're here on the channel, just jump on the next live, followed by Making the Cut, Everything Editing with Allegra and Lindsay from the podcast host at 5 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for joining us.